It's time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing fabulous. We have a great week in art, as always, because we live in the Northland. And one of the silver linings that I have talked a lot about in the past 4 months with our global pandemic is that the expansion of outreach that galleries and exhibitions have done in regards to showing art online has really expanded. And there is nothing that replaces seeing art in person, but as a mantra, so much of our mantra this year has been, you know, make it work and make it make do. So we will make do with digital, and it's nice to see. I think one of the ways that we can reach out and look at art online is to think about all of the artists in our community who are doing art further afield. So for instance, Ken Bloom, who is the former director at the Tweed Museum of Art and a beloved and figure in the community, is also a photographer and has been using his retirement to really delve deeper into his photography career. So he has an exhibition right now in Chicago at a gallery in Chicago. And of course, I will email you the link because for some reason I don't have the sheet of paper that has the name of the gallery, but is an exhibition. The exhibition is called Of Japan and Chicago, Street Photographs by Ken Bloom and Yasuhiro Ishimoto. And you can visit the gallery online and look at some of these images. And it's just a nice way to see what artists are able to do outside of our community. So local artists, but further afield. So, and this exhibition, I think, is really wonderful. Ken had a show at the Duluth Art Institute with this photography maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago. I can't quite remember. But this is really special because it's his photography that he took while he was in Japan in 1976 to 79. And then complementing those photographs are a suite of images by a Japanese-American photographer, Ishimoto, who made during these stints in Chicago in the 50s and 60s. So it's really a fascinating look at, you know, how we view cultures through our own culture and what we decide to turn, you know, the lens on. And so to have the two together is really incredibly powerful. So folks can visit that online as well. And then a really exciting exhibition going on at MIA right now is called The Foot in the Door. And this is every 10 years, the MIA, Minneapolis Institute of Art, puts on an exhibition of Minnesota artists. And the only requirement to be in it is that you live in Minnesota. So it is an open call, and it is just this incredibly amazing outpouring of art. And the other requirement, I should say, is that it has to be under 12 inches on all four sides, or, you know, three-dimensionality wise, and hence the foot, quote unquote, in the door. And so it's just, it is a visual playland to go through and just scroll through these wonderful works. You know, it's, I think, so fun to see this creation in this time. And what people are pouring their hands into and their minds into. And there's a lot of local folks from our region who have submitted work to the show. And what I do love about it is you can't search it by region of Minnesota. You can search it by medium and keywords. And so it's also sort of fun to search it with, they've got a huge database because there's so many entries on the MIA website, but it's super fun to just, you know, pick a random word and see if anything comes up, you know, snow or apple or ennui, which are all things maybe we can appreciate in our in our area. And then finally, I want to mention a book. I've been talking of books this month, and one that I'm really excited about that came out in 2020 is called Modern Artifacts. It's by Michelle Elligott and Todd Lippe. And Todd Lippe is an artist and editor, and he invited Michelle Elligott, who is the chief of the Museum of Modern Art's archives, So this is an archives of like all the documents, you know, letters that artists wrote or bill of sales or sort of what you might think as mundane paperwork that gets produced by the art world, but can be this really fascinating look into the art world. So the book, she, Elegott, goes through and finds some really cool reproductions to put in this book. So actual like fold out copies of Alfred Barr's sketches for this famous chart that he did of modernist art movements that has been, you know, sort of reproduced over and over. So, you know, the drawings he did to get to that drawing. There are visitor books from, you know, famed galleries. I just think it's fascinating to look at the sort of the ephemera around the art and sort of this wonderful sort of the boring mundane side of things being also imbued with this sort of magic of being around this circle of art in the Museum of Modern Art. So that is called Modern Artifacts, and another one to put on our newly cleaned off shelves over the past year. And that's our week in art, Chris.
That's a very busy week. I have to say, it's not really a silver lining, but it seems that because of the accessibility of art now at home, it seems even easier for people to view some great works of art. As you say, it doesn't beat the live eye on the art, but it's certainly nice that they're making it available.
Absolutely. And I think it's just a good habit for ourselves to get into when we think about our digital diet. You know, I sort of think about the digital diet sort of being like, you know, our food pyramid or our food, whatever it is now.
Yeah, okay, okay.
But like, right, so we have, you know, we have news, we have social media. Make sure that you're getting your art in that digital diet. Make sure that you're putting some art on your table when you're leafing through Facebook. Make sure that you're following some artists and looking at some exhibitions, because you'll be a better and happier person in the end.
Great advice. Thanks so much, Annie. Have a good holiday.
Thanks so much, Chris. Take care.
Bye now. Annie Dugan, art instructor and our host of Where's Art on KMD every Monday morning here on Northland Morning.